Let's continue our discussion of home prices, mortgage rates. By the end of May, 24% of homeowners with mortgages had an interest rate of 5% or higher. And does that mean the number of borrowers could be eligible and there could be this mini boom of refinancing? David Hall, president and CEO of Hall Financial, joins us now. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm very interested in all of this. As you know, I was looking for a house. Now we have a house. And so I certainly want to know what's going to happen as the year continues. What do you know?
Well, it's been really interesting, and we've been waiting a long time to see some of this positive data for mortgage interest rates. And last week and the week before, we got it, where employment numbers maybe aren't quite as strong as we thought. We had a couple of revisions to April and May, along with kind of a modest June number. And then on top of that, inflation continues to come down. We've seen some good news in terms of inflation getting closer and closer to 2%. But as employment, you know, is now at 4.1%, I've always said that, you know, if it hits 4.2, 4.3%, I think the Fed really is going to think about lowering rates regardless of inflation. We'll see what happens. But either way, mortgage interest rates are getting better, and there's going to be a lot of opportunity for folks to refinance that have bought in the last couple of years to save some money on their payments.
So, David, you know, will you be prepared to handle the potential surge in refinance applications if those that cut comes?
Yeah, absolutely, Lloyd, and good to be with you this morning. I think what's interesting is that, you know, as a company that, you know, I've been in this business for 28 years. We've had our own business for almost a decade now. We're prepared because of the fact that we have such great people and great technology, in that when business does pick up, which I think everybody is on the same page, that later this year and in 2025, there's going to be more business, especially with refinances. There's going to be a lot of opportunity for folks not just to cut their payment, but also to potentially take some cash out, mm-hmm. maybe drop mortgage insurance, maybe change their term. There's a lot of reasons why people would refinance other than just saving money on their payment. And those are all available to folks. And as we continue to see rates get better this week, I think we're going to see refinance activity picking up now, not a boom per se, but there's going to be definitely more activity because of the fact that a lot of folks bought over the last 2+ years and had interest rates in the sevens.
David, what is that number we opened with, that 24% of homeowners with mortgages that have this interest rate of 5% or higher? What does that tell you about the health of the housing market?
Well, the significance of that number is that 2 years ago, 90% of folks were under that number. So now 75% of folks-ish being under that number, that just speaks to the power of how many folks have bought over the last couple of years in this quote unquote higher rate environment. I think what's really important to know about that is that it's still a very low number, meaning that, you know, 5% is a great mortgage interest rate historically. If you're over 5%, it's not a problem. But as rates continue to come down, all those folks are going to have the opportunity to refinance. And maybe even more importantly, a lot of the folks that locked in, let's say in the twos or the threes a few years back, they're going to be thinking now about maybe moving because of when interest rates come down, it makes it a lot easier to make that decision if you go from 3% to, let's say, 5.5% versus jumping to 7 or 7.5% where rates have been. So I think it's really important to keep an eye on that number. But it was inevitable that we were going to see a slow bleed of the overall average mortgage interest rate going up because of what's happened with rates the last couple of years, and still a lot of purchase activity. You know, it's very busy out there. All of our realtor partners tell us that it's still a tremendous opportunity right now for buyers because we know that home prices are going to continue to go up, especially as rates go down.
David, the Intercontinental Exchange report talked about the concentration of loans just before 7%, that it's influenced by borrower psychology. Now, how do you think the psychology affects refinancing decisions and the role, what role does perception play in the mortgage?
Well, it's a great question. Yeah. It's a really, really interesting and great question. I think that when we start to see mortgage interest rates go down and fall under 6%, I think that there's going to be a very interesting psychological positioning of folks that say, hey, you know, rates are in the fives. That's historically really great. And I think that that's an opportunity for me, whether it's purchasing or refinancing. There's definitely a psychology to folks with rates in the sevens, rates in the sixes, rates in the fives. And you can look up a lot of that information. But the reality is that when folks have an opportunity to refinance, take some cash out of their home, or purchase a new home, those are very exciting opportunities for folks, but they just haven't wanted to take advantage of it. And rightfully so, given the jump from a rate that maybe is below 3% to over 7%, it's a wide spread, and we're going to start to see that spread narrow, and a lot of folks are going to be excited about that.
David, if the Fed cuts rates this year, how quickly does the mortgage rate drop? Is it immediate? Is it take a while?
Well, it all depends on the other economic situations. But yes, the Fed is basically forecasted at this point to bring down the benchmark rate in September. That's the consensus right now, is that it's looking more and more like September. Their next meeting is at the end of July. I think it would be a surprise if the Fed were to lower rates. But you could see rates, mortgage interest rates, lower on the way to an anticipated Fed cut in September. So it could be that rates come down, and because the market believes that the Fed is going to cut, because they see more good inflation information, because we maybe get another weak jobs report, we could see mortgage interest rates continue to accelerate downward. Last week, we saw quite a movement in mortgage interest rates as they moved down closer and closer to being under 7% for the first time in a long time. And that was all driven off of this economic information. So it could be before the Fed cut that you actually see mortgage rates accelerate because of the window of time that's going to exist between the two Fed meetings from late July until September. Again, depending on the data and what it tells us.
David, do you see buyers maybe using an ARM to kind of buy them some time until the rates drop, and then, you know, settle in on a long term mortgage?
I don't right now, because the ARM rates are just not, there's not enough of a spread between the adjustable rate mortgage and the fixed rate. In years past, I would see that.
Uh-huh.
What I do see people doing is potentially a no-cost loan where they might take a higher rate with less cost because they're waiting until that refinance opportunity
gotcha.
Comes. So there are some opportunities so you can minimize your cost when you know you're going to refinance again most likely next year. That's more of what I see.
Okay.
You sound positive, David. You sound like things are going to be opening up here.
Well, I feel that way, and we felt that way for a while. We had said that, you know, we thought that the early part of 2025 was probably going to be a higher rate environment. But as we got closer to the election and as we saw more economic information leading us to either higher unemployment or 2% inflation, that we were going to start to see mortgage interest rates loosen up. We're seeing that now. Of course, the whole market's data dependent, so we'll continue to watch it. But, yeah, we're very positive at Hall Financial and excited about the opportunities that are going to come later this year.
Well, that's good for Hall Financial. It's good for home buyers. It's probably good for UVM and Rocket Mortgage, too, that there's going to be some business coming down the pike. David Hall, President and CEO of Hall Financial, thank you for your time this morning.
It's great to be with both of you. Thank you.
Thanks, David.